It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy. Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
With Ed Lulley and Steve Nibbs.
Good evening and welcome to the Lions Den at Walkersville High School. Tonight we've got rivalry basketball. Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we are live. Rhett McDonough is our producer tonight. The teams are warming up out there. They'll be going for the opening tip in about 11 minutes from now. The JV game was won by Walkersville tonight, 42-26. Got a good crowd. The students are here. What more do you want? Rivalry exactly. Basketball.
Nothing. You know, this is one of the best rivalries in the county. Pete goes back many, many years, and it doesn't make any difference what sport it is. Walkersville, Middletown, you're going to have a good one.
They're both 2A ranked, I hope. That's right. they change so fast, I'm an older guy. I can't keep up with this.
These two have been 2A, and I don't see them changing.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. But Oakdale down to 2A was something I still don't understand, but smarter people than me, I guess, have figured it out. So, anyway, we have the two 2A teams going at each other. And, of course, playoff standings are beginning to loom. Both teams come in here 9-7. Steve was saying that Walkersville has been on a hot streak.
Well, it's ever since the end of September when they were down at that Christmas tournament. They've come back and won 7 of the last 9. They won 4 in a row after that. Lost to TJ, lost a 2-point game to Oakdale here at Walkersville, now have won 3 straight since then. So 7 out of the last 9, that team's Coach Mathis has got them rounding in the shape, and they're playing very well at the moment.
They certainly are. Middletown had a big victory over Catoctin on Friday night. And they've also been playing fairly well, 9-7 on the year. They did lose to Brunswick last week, but that's no shame because I saw Brunswick Friday night, and they're a pretty good team. They lost, though, to this Walkersville team was even better. Jeremiah Sweet is the athlete that I would watch tonight for Walkersville. He's averaging 12.3 points a game and 9.6 rebounds, nearly a double-double that he's averaging. He's a 6'2" senior. And it's all coming together for him. He literally could not miss in the second half against Brunswick Friday night. He was a difference in the game.
Yes, and they have some great athletes, too, of course, with Polis and Mathis, that the coach's son, and then Cleaver round out that starting five for Walkersville. And they certainly have stepped up their game here in recent weeks. And, be ashamed about a 2-point loss to Oakdale.
No.
Team they are. So that just gives you an idea that this group can play with anybody. And as we were talking to Coach Schreiber last week with Frederick, this is the time now when you start to want to get to some momentum and start getting things rounding into shape to head into that postseason.
It's just around the corner. First day of February is Thursday, as a matter of fact. And Friday night, we have to give you a little promo on the Friday night game. It'll be the clash of the the two of the best girls teams probably in the state of Maryland. You got Middletown, which is 16-0 now after their victory last night over Walkersville. 16-0, they'll be traveling to Oakdale, which is 11-4, depending on what they do tonight. And that'll be quite a meeting right there, those two teams. And they're both 2A, I guess. They're both 2A.
Yes, so. And you know, Coach Healy does a great job out there at Oakdale. He'll have his girls ready.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Amy Poffenbarger's got her girls around the shape and playing extremely well right now. And certainly her daughter, Sailor, is a leader on that team. And then they got a great supporting cast. And those girls, everybody's stepping up. And that's why they're 16-0. Yeah. I mean, everybody's doing their job. It's kind of a shame in a sense, Pete. I mean, these guys tonight, Walkers from Middletown, you know, they want to win this game, but there could be one more looming for them and one more looming for the girls. That's going to be a playoff game. That one's going to be win and lose to go home or win in advance. So that's always
cruel.
That's tough. It is
the cruel
tough.
Thing about the
especially
playoffs.
If you win two, trying to win and beat a team a third time. And you know what that's about.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now the first meeting between these two teams, as we were mentioning, Walkersville defeated Middletown 63-57-53. That was just before Christmas. Christmas, so Christmas could have had something to do with it, I guess. But both teams, I think, have improved since then. And this Middletown team has looked good in spots. They have been, consistency has maybe been their problem, but again, the guy to watch, his last name again is Poffenbarger, a very popular last name this year, Reese Poffenbarger. He's just a sophomore, and he plays very well. He's had some games where he had trouble with who was guarding him and things like that because he's a young player, but he's really coming around. This Dan Raz, I noticed, has worked his way into the starting lineup. He wasn't a starter the last time we did Middletown, but he's a starter now, and Brian Walker is quietly averaging 12.9 points a game. If you could do that, he's one guy that doesn't get a lot of attention, but he's averaging nearly 13 points a game.
Outstanding player. He gets the job done, as you say, Pete, quietly. You don't notice him, yeah. But another young man who impressed me when we did the game with TJ was Dan Bush. Dan is a junior forward. He's a big, fairly broad-shouldered, big young man, and he battled the whole evening. He was down under there, going after rebounds, going after loose balls. I was very impressed with the play of Dan Bush, so I'm sure he'll be one of the keys tonight for Middletown.
No question. He will be starting. Brian Walker starting. Dan Raz starting. Logan Call will start, and Reese Poffenbarger. Those are the five starters for Walkersville. Davis Kelly, Josh Polis, Hunter Cleaver, Zach Mathis, and Jeremiah Sweet are the five scheduled starters for Walkersville. We'll take a break and come back with the opening tip, the introduction of the players, all the excitement here at the Lions Den tonight. We want to remind you, you're listening to Frederick County High School Football on 930 WFMD.
Dr. Guy Cappuccino, board-certified plastic surgeon in Mount Airy, specializes in more than surgical procedures. Dr. Cappuccino offers the non-invasive procedure Cool Sculpting, non-surgical facial rejuvenating...
County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, former athletic director at Gould for how many years? 20 years?
Just 14, Pete.
14. You got to know a lot of people there.
Yeah, 45 in the school system.
All right. And coach, longtime coach, of course, softball, what, state championship?
Yes, sir.
What year was that?
94.
94 with TJ, right?
Yes, sir.
That's only a handful have accomplished that. We want to remind you of our sponsors changing over the month here. Premier Dental Arts, also Dr. Cappuccino out there in Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams, and Griffith Plumbing. And I think this will be the last game, Nimio Federal Credit Union for this go-round will be our sponsor. We want to thank them. They now have branches located all over Frederick County. We're just getting ready for the introduction of the teams here on this rivalry night in Walkersville. Walkersville, Middletown. Walkersville took the first game this year in December, 67-53. Middletown would like nothing better than to get revenge on the Walkersville floor tonight.
Indeed they would, and I've noticed a little Walkersville coaching attire that they're all on. Sporting bow ties. All of Mike and his staff have the nice shirts, the suits, and a bow tie. So there you go. There's a fashion statement by the Walkersville boys coaching staff. That looks very sharp.
That's the best dressed coaching staff in the state of Maryland.
I'll say.
And they all follow each other in the and they look very good. Yeah. Very good. And I'm sure they do that for a reason. It does promote respect, it would seem to me. I don't know. But I think it's a good thing. But the other coaches look pretty neat, too.
Yes, we're going to have the national anthem first.
Big night for basketball at the Lions Den in Walkersville.
Got a big key matchup in that other conference tonight as well, Pete, with TJ and Linganore.
Oh, it's a big game, yeah.
Yep, Linganore.
All right, here's Reese Poffenbarger, the sophomore, getting the call. His sister is a freshman for the Middletown girls. Is Dan Raz worked his way to the starting lineup. He was not starting the last time we did the game. Here's Brian Walker, the man who quietly averages 13 points a game. Logan Call. Excellent clutch rebound.
Yes, and hustles a lot on the floor. There's Dan Bush.
The guy you really have your eye on, Dan Bush. He's improving. He's only still only a junior and getting better and better for Middletown. Dan Bush shaking hands over there with the officials, and the lights dim now as we get ready for the introduction of the homestanding Walkersville Lions. And they're in the Lions' den.
With the spotlight on center circle.
Here he is, Kelly.
Davis Kelly.
Davis Kelly, the 5'7" senior.
6'3" senior number 5, Zach Mathis.
Son of the coach, Zach Mathis. Excellent athlete.
Also a senior.
Good court sense. Here's a guy that had a great night Friday night. Josh Polis, good football player. And Josh is an excellent basketball player, too.
Head coach, son.
Here's a guy that did a great job on Georgia all Friday night, Cleaver. And he's wearing 35 tonight instead of his usual 30. So 35 is the number for Jeremiah Sweet.
Got a senior-laden squad there, Pete. Start with these five.
Sweet is an excellent, almost averaging a double-double. He's averaging 12.3 points a game and 9.6 rebounds a game. Jeremiah Sweet, and he scored 25 against Brunswick Friday night to lead the Lions to a big victory at Brunswick.
You have a veteran squad for Walkersville, all five seniors starting. And with Middletown, you have one senior, that's Logan Call. So you got a young squad who, as we talk, Peter, are getting better and better. And I'm sure Coach Keimig is looking for them to pick up the pace here in these last 7-8 ball games and get moving toward the playoffs.
All right, jumping at center for Walkersville, as they will be going from our right to our left, is Josh Polis against Brian Walker. And Walker wins the tip and gets it over to Bush, and he gets the ball back to Logan Call with the left-handed dribble. As that ball comes up, Middletown with the ball now is to Poffenbarger rather than to Call. Call has it now. Call almost has it stolen on the floor. Gets it to Walker. He was lying on the floor and got it to Brian Walker. Walker will drive towards the basket, feed out. Here's Poffenbarger with a three. No. Ball bounced around. Coming up with it is Call. Gets Bush. It back over to Bush. Ooh. Oh, that goes in and out. Rebound is fought for. Controlling the boards of Middletown. Now falling on the floor. Still not getting the ball is Raz.
Raz was in there battling. Boy, he was moving and jumping and almost had possession. Just lost it out of bounds.
All right, bringing that ball up now is Kelly. Kelly gets it over to Mathis. Now Mathis at the top of the key. Feeds it over to Sweet. Sweet just inside the paint. Driving towards the basket. Good defense by Middletown. They work the ball back out to Kelly. He drives towards the basket. Gives it off to Sweet. Sweet for a sideline jumper. Won't go. Rebound is taken down by Middletown's Logan Call. And up to Walker. Walker drives towards the basket. Feeds it deep in the corner.
Oh,
to
nice.
Raz. Underneath a beautiful pass, and Bush can't finish it off.
Oh, my. Oh. Wide open.
He's shaking his head in that one. Cleaver now with the ball. Cleaver gets it quickly up to Mathis for Walkersville. Mathis across the free throw line. Back over to Cleaver. Bounce pass to the top of the key to Kelly. Kelly nearly has it stolen.
Nice
the ball
job.
Is loose. Kelly recovers, and Kelly gets it to Zach Mathis. And Walkersville now with the shot clock down to 13. Good defense by Middletown. His own
nice
defense.
Pass to Sweet.
Sweet along the baseline draws the foul, and they're going to get Logan Call for that.
Yep, got him up in the air. Good fake there by Sweet. Got him off the floor.
So Jeremiah Sweet goes to the line, and he is a 63% free throw shooter. Nails it. Nothing but net for Jeremiah. He's averaging nearly a double-double. Again, just a good all-around athlete. And Sweet will get a second free throw now for Walkersville. They take the lead 1-0. And he misses the second, and the rebound is taken down by Bush. No, it was by Raz. Raz got that rebound.
Into Bush.
Into Bush. Bush in the low post. Oh, the block by
Sweet.
Oh, Sweet got his hand in there somehow. They get out to Raz. Boy, what a play.
That's outstanding timing there by Jeremiah Sweet, that's for sure.
What a good all-around player he is. Holding the ball over his head as Raz gets it to Bush.
Nice feed.
Bush puts it into Walker. He puts it in.
Nice feed by Dan Bush. A little alley-oop pass. Drop right in there, Brian Walker. Nicely done.
All right, the ball being brought up again comes to Cleaver. Cleaver gets it back over to Polis. Polis, a bounce pass underneath to Sweet again in the paint. Sweet holding the ball high over his head. 2-1 the score with Middletown ahead by one of the steal nearly by Walker. He does get the ball loose, and Bush jumps up and knocks the ball over to a teammate. That's Poffenbarger. And Middletown has the ball on a 2-1 lead now as Poffenbarger comes across the top of the key. Dan Raz drives to the basket, tried to pass to Bush, and he couldn't handle the pass.
Just a little too close, too hard. He's too close, and that bounce. Bush wasn't ready for that.
wasn't really Bush's fault there.
No.
That was a too hot a pass
yep.
that distance. Cleaver, who did the great defensive job on George All last Friday night, gets that ball in play for the Lions. Over to Polis, now to Zach Mathis. Mathis with a three. It won't go. Rebound fought for. Under there, it's Bush. Bush comes away with a rebound for Middletown. And Middletown with a 2-1 lead has the ball. 5:17 to go in the first quarter. Bringing it up is Poffenbarger for the Middletown Knights.
Shot's not falling for either team at the moment.
Sure isn't. Poffenbarger with a three. No. And the rebound is hauled down by Polis. Polis will bring the ball up. Josh over the timeline now, going towards the basket.
Nice
heads up
pass.
To Mathis right down the lane. Puts it up. Good defense. Good defense on him by Logan
yep.
Call. Call disrupted that entire play for Middletown.
Yep, got him caught in between there. Didn't know which hand, and didn't quite get enough oomph on it to get up to the class.
Dan Raz over on the right side now. Top of the key, it goes to Walker. Over on the right to Logan Call. Call holding the ball over his head. A man-to-man defense put up now by Walkersville. Raz over on the far left side. Raz trying to get some room. Well, look at the shot clock. It's down to 10 seconds now. Good defense by Walkersville. Along the baseline to Walker. Walker on the baseline. Squeezes up a teardrop. Won't go. Rebound. Sweet off his knee. Picked up by Brian Walker. Walker along the baseline. He's trapped in the corner. Gets the ball into Raz.
Oh, nice.
Raz with a little hook shot. Won't go. Jeremiah Sweet the rebound. And the outlet pass quickly goes to Zach Mathis. Mathis to the basket. Won't go. He got fouled to the body, I think, by Bush.
Yep. Going to be on Dan Bush. That was on Reese.
Gee, I didn't even see shot.
That was on Poffenbarger
in the play there.
Yep.
All right, at the line now is Zach Mathis. The shot is good by Zach. Nothing but net for Mathis. And that ties the score, too.
Luke Pryor in now for Middletown.
And Mathis with his second shot on the season. He's a 58% free throw shooter and nails it.
Both of them.
2-for-2 for Zach,
yep.
and 3-2 lead for the Lions. Middletown's had its chances. Great passes. Bush has been open a couple of times underneath, just unable to convert.
Oh,
double
my.
Dribble?
No, palm.
Palming. Oh, wow. First time I've seen that since the St. John's game.
That must be the emphasis this year. Got to watch that. Because we saw it mostly that night, but we've seen it a couple times since then.
All right, it's built with the ball now. The Lions were tied, well, with 3-2. The Lions with a 3-2 lead here at the Lions' den. Polis driving to the basket, puts it up, won't go, and the rebound is hauled down by the man
Pryor.
Who just came in there, Pryor, Luke Pryor. He hauls down the rebound. They throw the pass. Middletown's been doing that continually tonight, is throwing that ball away or throwing that ball too hard.
That's what you don't want to see. Coaches get, you know, that's a wasted possession right there.
Coach John Kimig of Middletown up off his seat and shaking his head on that one. 3-2. It's Lions by one. Top of the key, it's Polis. Polis, a screen almost set for him by Sweet. He drives down the lane. Won't go. Rebound is taken down by Raz. Dan Raz in there. Raz, a fast break. No look pass.
Nice.
Gets Pryor.
Pryor, nicely done there.
Pryor with a great basket, trailing the play and getting the no look pass.
Again.
4-3 Middletown.
I know, Coach, they're going to be asking questions about this palming. But anyway, you got Jacob Montgomery in now for Walkersville.
Only a freshman.
And Nepi O'Connor. I don't want to butcher that name, but he's in the ballgame for Walkersville.
Yeah, Nephi Okono.
Okono, okay.
Nephi Okono is in the game for Walkersville. And he's guarding Bush. Bush driving to the basket. Bush squeezes it up. Won't go. Lid on the basket for Middletown. Rebound by Okono, we were just talking about. Nephi Okono gets the rebound. Shot from the corner by Cleaver. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Poffenbarger. And Middletown comes the other way, trailing by 4-3. Both teams having shooting lows.
Yep.
Yeah, he traveled before. He got fouled, but he traveled before he got fouled. So the ball goes over to Walkersville. Walkersville with a one-point lead in the ball with 2:39 left first quarter.
Dan Bush gets a breather, and Logan Call back in for the Knights.
And here come the Lions now. Mathis with the inbounds pass. Comes into Montgomery in there. He's only a freshman. Zach Mathis, top of the key. Mathis driving down the lane. Puts the ball up. Won't go. Rebound
Pryor.
Is taken down by Luke Pryor, who's owned those boards since coming in off the bench.
Did a nice job and got a bucket in as well.
Poffenbarger over on the right side to Walker. Walker
nice
spinning
move.
In the lane. Puts it up. It won't go. Rebound Polis. Polis will get the outlet pass quickly up court now for Walkersville. Mathis
offense,
with an offensive foul.
Nice job by Reese Poffenbarger. Good position there. Didn't give Zach any place to go on the down the baseline. And the right call there. Hunter Cleaver back in.
Cleaver back in. Good defensive specialist also in the game. There is Montgomery.
And Chaz Egan.
Chaz Egan is into the game.
Small lineup now for Walkersville.
As Coach Mike Mathis likes to get those guys in off that bench, give everybody a chance. Top of the key, it goes to Pryor over on the left side now.
Dylan Green in for Middletown.
Shot is up, and good. It is good that time.
Reese Poffenbarger nicely done there.
Poffenbarger. And it is 6-3 now in favor of Middletown. To Mathis over on the left side. Mathis now getting it to the top of the key. The shot from the corner won't go. The rebound fought for, going to be taken by Okono. He puts it up and in.
Done there.
Nephi Okono, the 6'6" sophomore, to make it 6-5 as Walkersville hangs in. Middletown with the ball now. Poffenbarger with a between-the-legs dribble. The crossover for the Knights. Middletown with the ball. Squeezing it up, won't go, and the rebound is taken down by Walkersville's Zach Mathis. Mathis comes the other way now for Walkersville. Deep in the corner it goes to Egan, won't go. Chaz Egan's shot misses, and the rebound taken again by Middletown's Reese Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger coming up. Call is in there for Middletown.
Here goes.
Also Dylan Green is in there. Rebound is taken by Poffenbarger.
Locked shot there by Nephi Okono. He said, get that out of here.
I don't know. I think they might have got a foul on Poffenbarger there. Well, maybe not. He just stepped on the line.
Yep, trying to get the ball, but it was blocked.
Two team fouls on Middletown, only one on Walkersville. With all this physical action, a remarkable low number of fouls here. Walkersville with a Chaz Egan, who just was called up from the JVs earlier this season. Egan gets the ball over now to Polis. And deep in the corner it goes to Cleaver, trying to drive along the baseline.
Off his leg.
Knocked off his leg there, and Logan Call with some good defense for Middletown. He's everywhere.
Yes, he is. He does a great job on both ends of the floor.
Doesn't always show up at that scoreboard, but he always is in the middle of everything.
Walker back in, and Luke Pryor gets needed a well-deserved rest. Nice job there by Luke Pryor.
Why, when he came in, he just hustled all over the place.
Got two or three rebounds and a bucket. Nicely done there by Luke Pryor.
6-5 is our score in favor of Middletown. And they have the ball as they bring the ball up from left to right. Gives it over to Dan Raz. Top of the key it goes now to Logan Call. Over to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger outside the arc. Drives towards the foul line. Now passes up. And Poffenbarger with a three. It won't go. And the rebound is taken down by Walker. Offensive rebound. Walker to Logan Call. Call baseline. Bounce pass deep in the corner. The shot is good. A three-point shot put up there.
Dylan Green. Nice
Dylan
shot.
Green that got that.
Right there before the end of the quarter. Nicely done.
Boy, just in time. And it gives Middletown a 9-5 lead here after one quarter of play. 9-5 over Walkersville. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Steve Dibbs, we're live at the Lions Den, and 9-5, the visiting Middletown Knights have that lead. Low scoring game, defense, and some poor shooting too, and poor passing.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that haven't clicked yet, that haven't been able to drop, knocking down some shots, but certainly that can change very quickly here.
Raz, Poffenbarger, Walker, also Logan Call, and Bush out there for the visiting Knights, who lead 9-5. With that ball is Kelly for Walkersville. They're going right to left, and they give the ball to Polis. Polis playing catch now, gets it to Cleaver, now to Kelly. Kelly top of the key on the weave. It goes to Zach Mathis. He gets it deep in the corner over to Polis. Back over, bounce pass to Mathis. Kelly almost open in the corner. Feeds Polis back to Kelly. Kelly across the free throw line. Gets it back out outside the arc. Gets it to Zach Mathis. Look at the shot clock. We're down to 10.
Great defense here by Middletown.
What good man-to-man defense. They work the ball over to Kelly.
Here.
Kelly to Zach Mathis. He fires for a three. He had to shoot it sooner than he wanted to. It was way off, and Walker gets the rebound.
Nice defensive nice defense by Middletown.
Middletown with the ball now. 9-5, a four-point lead for the Knights. Into Brian Walker in the low post. Walker is fouled. He's fouled by Polis, I believe.
Let's see. 35. No, it's sweet.
You're right. It's sweet. That's two team fouls, but in the act of shooting, so Walker will have two shots at the line. Brian Walker, the junior, averaging 12.9 points a game. The shot is up, and it is good.
Nice little kiss off the front of the rim and hits the glass and back in.
So he is three for the night now. It's 10-5, a five-point lead for Walkersville. Second shot up, and good by Walker, nailing two of them. And it's now 11-5 in favor of the Knights.
Nice. See if they can get another defensive possession like they had last time.
Here's Cleaver at the top of the key. Back to Zach Mathis on the weave. Oh, bounce pass. Hit somebody's sneaker and bounced out.
Reese Poffenbarger stuck his foot out. So can't do that.
So will be Walkersville ball under their own basket, trailing by six with 7 minutes even to go in the second quarter. Ball comes into Jeremiah. Pulling the ball outside. Gets the ball over in the corner now to Mathis. Mathis top of the key to Kelly. Kelly can drive down. Gets it to Jeremiah Sweet. Sweet's going to drive along the baseline. Little 10-footer won't go, and the rebound is taken down by Poffenbarger.
Good defense there by Bush and Logan Call. Collapsed on him and forced him to take the shot a little too soon.
Bush being double-teamed on the lane. Gets the ball out, gets room, gets Dan Raz with a three. Oh, he missed the three. The rebound is fought for, taken out of Raz's
nice
hand.
Nice defense there
and
by Cleaver.
Up, oh, pushing is Kelly. Kelly yes. pushes, and they're going to have an offensive foul, I think, on Kelly.
Yep, that's two. That's two times that Reese Poffenbarger's got himself positioned perfectly, and that's two offensive fouls.
Well, that's a coach's son, I guess.
Great job there. Great hustle by Hunter Cleaver to save that ball to give Walkersville the possession. But, again, great positioning there by Reese Poffenbarger to get that offensive charge.
Over the right side, it goes to Call. Top of the key, back over to Bush. They work that ball outside. Man-to-man defense here by Walkersville, 11-5. Middletown leads. Brian Walker, oh, he had a kiss off the glass. It wouldn't go in. And coming back on strong on the fast break is Walkersville. Squeezing it up. Polis won't go. Rebound fought for. It's going to be, I believe, a Middletown. No, it's going to be a Walkersville ball.
Okay.
And it'll be Mathis throwing the ball in with 5:58 second quarter, 11-5 Middletown.
Again, Walkersville having a tough time getting these 10 mid-range jump shots to fall for him. Now, I thought that was Middletown's ball, and they
yeah.
got together and said it went off of Walkersville.
That's officials working together. We also will report the Walkersville students have not sat down since the beginning of the game.
and they won't.
They're into it.
Until halftime.
Poffenbarger with it now. 5:50. Poffenbarger with a three. Yes!
Two. He just put it inside.
Oh, you're right. It's only two.
Only a two.
13-5. A timeout is called, and the biggest lead of the game for Middletown at 8 points with 5:41 to go second quarter. And I'll tell you, the Middletown Knights are for real.
Yes, indeed they are, and certainly tonight's a night for that Reese has really stepped up his game. He had a tough one the last time we watched him.
Against Rivas there. Well, he's facing a pretty good card in Rick Rivas.
But tonight he has really stepped up his game. He's knocked down that three. He's got another bucket, and he's also taken two charges. So that's all, and some rebounds off of a missed shot. So he's doing everything on both ends of the floor, and that's what you look for. And again, you don't think about it, but he's only a sophomore.
He's got quite a future, and his sister doesn't have a bad future either.
No,
Sailor.
In both sports, this sport and football, because he was the starting quarterback for the Knights this past fall.
That's right. All right, Kelly bringing that ball up now for the Lions. They trail by eight as they had that timeout to talk to Mike Mathis, their head coach. With it is Polis. Back to Sweet along the corner. It goes down to Cleaver. Cleaver with a nice pass to Mathis. Boy, he can pass that ball. In the corner is Polis. The three won't go. Rebound, though, is taken by Cleaver. Offensive rebound. Gets it to Kelly. Quickly to Sweet. Sweet over at the right elbow. Gets the ball along the baseline to Cleaver, and Cleaver will bring that ball back out and fire it to Polis. Polis gets it over to Mathis, and
there.
Mathis nails a three.
Finally, they got one. Knocked one down. That's what they'll need.
Mathis with five, and it's 13-8.
That's something to see if they'll spark the Lions here to get themselves even closer.
Poffenbarger.
Nice
Raz
pass.
Gets to Walker underneath. What a beautiful pass that was. Back out to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger with a 10-footer is up and won't go. It's an air ball out of the hands of Raz. He chases it down. Dan Raz has the ball. Raz with a nice turnaround drive.
Sweet. That's going to be two on him.
Yeah, that's Jeremiah.
I think that's two on Jeremiah. Let's see.
That was all 35. Jeremiah Sweet is
second. His second, yep.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. 4:43.
Coach Mathis better be thinking about that. Still quite a bit of time left.
He's up, and he's thinking about it, but he hasn't done anything
yet.
The free throw is missed by Dan Raz.
There he goes. Gets a big boy in there and Sweet.
Yeah, you're right. Okono goes in there. Nephi Okono goes in for Walkersville.
And he's a good-sized young man.
He takes up a lot of room, and he's not afraid to throw his weight around. 13-8. Raz misses both free throws, and the rebound is taken down by Cleaver. And he gets the outlet pass to Kelly. Kelly around over across the timeline. Now we're on the left side to Mathis. Mathis on the left. Mathis drives towards the basket, goes inside the arc, goes outside the arc, comes across the free throw line, gets it to Okono. Okono along the baseline to Polis. Polis puts it up. Won't go. Okono with a beautiful rebound.
Oh,
and
one.
Gets fouled.
What a battle there by Okono. Nicely done. Got his body in there, got the rebound, and powered up. It got fouled and it went in.
Did you see the speed of Okono getting over that rebound? Wow. He's got major speed.
For a big man, he surely does. Now right. Dylan Green back in. We'll go back in for Middletown.
What a game. 13-10. This is a rivalry game for sure.
Timeout.
And
30-second timeout. I think I didn't see who it was. It might have been Middletown, but I'm not sure.
Lions have cut the lead down to 13-10 now. And I'll tell you, that Okono shown some real athleticism.
Well, he's certainly
underneath.
Nice big guy man coming off the bench for Coach Mathis, that's for sure.
He certainly is. He's only a sophomore at 6'6", Nephi Okono. Remember that name.
Something tells me he might have played football, too, Pete, just looking at him.
He
could have played football. Let's put it that way.
If he walked down the hallway, the football coach is going to let him go by.
Coach Poles is going to have a word with him, that's for sure.
He'll get a free throw here. This is the and one. One after that offensive rebound for Nephi. The shot is up, and he misses the free throw.
Ooh.
And the rebound bounces around and off the hands of Bush, and it goes back to Walkersville. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you don't want to see that. That was all Dan's ball to have, and he just took his eye off a second and went off.
That's all it takes. Zach Mathis bouncing the ball in. Nice pass to Cleaver along the baseline. Cleaver will bring it back out to Mathis over on the left side now to Kelly. They get it deep in the left side to
pass.
Mathis underneath to Nephi Okono. Okono didn't take the shot. He passed off to Polis. He squeezes it up. It won't go. And the rebound is lost underneath, but taken finally by Middletown. They'll come the other way down, up by three.
Bush in there getting that rebound.
Poffenbarger with it now for the Middletown Knights. Dylan Green also in the game at playing that guard spot. Poffenbarger looking over his way. Instead, he'll drive down himself and squeezes it up. Won't go. He got the opening, but just couldn't finish it off. And the rebound by Polis. That
extra spin didn't quite kiss off the glass like he wanted to.
He did everything but make the basket, really.
Yep.
On the right side, it goes to Kelly. Kelly has nowhere to go. Gives it to Mathis. Over the left side to Polis. Now on a weave, they give it back to Kelly. Kelly dribbling furiously. Fires it back out. Now the man-to-man defense. Very effective here. Shot clock down to 14 now for the Walkersville Lions. They trail by three. They need a basket here. Zach Mathis. Top of the key, it goes to Polis. Polis down the lane. Back to Kelly. There Kelly across the free throw line. They work it in the corner. They're going to have to hurry. Okono, baseline. Puts it out. Okono.
Nice touch there by Okono.
6 points for Nephi Okono. 13 to 12. And Walkersville with the steal to Kelly. He puts it in.
Nice job by Cleaver. He looked like he had his back turned and then turned and came back up and intercepted a pass and dropped it into Kelly, who went to the floor. And now we got a ball game.
9 straight points for Walkersville. And they lead 14 to 13. 2:48 to go, second quarter. What a comeback by the Lions. Underneath Walker, muscling towards the basket, floats it in on a beautiful move by Brian Walker.
Nicely done by Brian, using his body, and then a little drop shot, and that shows you why he's a leading scorer here for the Knights.
15-14, 1-point lead. Okono gets the pass. Okono loses the ball, bodies on the floor. He got up and somehow got the pass to Mathis and travels.
Yep, so Middletown ball. Looks like
what an effort, though.
John Calaments, and Luke Pryor going back in for Middletown.
Chaz Egan, I see, walking out there for the Lions.
Yep.
Kelly will stay there. Okono
and Bush get a rest.
And Poffenbarger staying in for Middletown.
Yep. Well, this is the way we figured a rival game would go, Pete.
Yep. Luke Pryor comes out to get it for Middletown. Comes to Walker. Walker held the ball for a minute. Yep. Poffenbarger in the lane has to get out of there. He gets to the top of the key to Walker. Walker holds the ball. Now good defense by the Lions. Nearly stolen. Polis with a big arm just stuck it up there and knocked it out of bounds. Walker couldn't reach it. And with those 9 seconds on the shot clock, 1:57 on the game clock, 15-14 in favor of Middletown. And a good two-handed pass out to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger brings that ball up the left side. He's going to try to drive the lane. He gets hit on the shoulder, I think.
Block. There's a block on Kelly. Davis Kelly.
It may be just a foul on the floor. There will not be a shot here.
Nope. Of course, he's saying that he's pushed off.
Calamets was going to throw it, and now Calamets decides not to. He'll be out on the floor, and it'll be Poffenbarger under his own basket. Oh, nice quick pass.
Yes.
He gets it back. Holds that ball. It was to Pryor. Pryor got it right back to him, but they didn't get the shot up. But now Poffenbarger with three. It won't go. And the rebound taken down by Okono, who gets way up in the air for that one. And Walkersville on the attack now. Chaz Egan in the game. They get the ball back out now to
Montgomery.
As they work it around. Montgomery just came into the game. And he will hold the ball. Jacob Montgomery, just a freshman. As he fires that ball over to Mathis, back to Montgomery. Montgomery with a wide pass to Okono, who puts it up. Oh, he missed the layup. And the rebound is taken out by Brian Walker.
I think Pryor got a hand on that. And a little block. Oh, nice move by Walker.
Brian Walker. Like a gazelle, goes down the lane and lays it in. Brian Walker, what a move. 17-14, 3-point lead again for Middletown. What a play by Brian Walker. Oh, man. Polis driving along the baseline. Can't get it to go. Okono, rebound.
Oh.
That won't go. Rebound up again.
Yeah.
And finally in.
Montgomery, wasn't it? No.
I think 21. Yeah, Chaz Egan.
Chaz Egan. Nicely done by Chaz there to be there when the ball came down.
Shot from the corner won't go. Rebound is fought for. Goes through Okono's legs and over to Mike Mathis, who makes the play like a shortstop.
He's a...
Will he play shortstop in baseball?
He's a little exasperated there with the official. Yeah.
17-16 now. Middletown by one, and they retain possession.
Looks like
the math is
Lamel Griffin in for Okono. I'll tell you what, he's made an impression tonight. Okono has, Pete.
Sure has. Calumets gets that ball in now to Poffenbarger. 17-16, Middletown by one, 36 seconds.
Looks like there's 7 seconds left between the shot clock and the game clock.
Calumets now to Brian Walker. Walker holding the ball. Walker gets the ball over to Luke Pryor. Back to Poffenbarger. They're going to work towards the... It's 12 seconds on the shot clock, 17 on the game clock. They give it to Pryor. Pryor driving for the 10-footer. Won't go way off. And it'll be Walkersville ball, trailing by one with 11.8 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, Luke, good job to get down the lane. Just a little too hard off the glass.
See, Montgomery will be in there for the Lions, and he'll take the inbounds past the freshman with his team trailing by one and 9 seconds to go in the half. They work that ball on the weave now. And also in the ball game is Chaz Egan. There's a nice pass underneath, put up, and it is no good. And the buzzer sounds.
Nice pass there. Nice play set up for Lamel Griffin. He just couldn't get it to fall.
And the score at halftime, a very good, very entertaining, I should say, first half. Hasn't been excellent execution, but a very entertaining game and good play by both teams. Right now our score is Middletown 17, Walkersville 16. We'll have our halftime activities coming up. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Back. Wow. Okay. Red McDonough, our producer tonight. I'm Pete McLeod with Steve Dibbs. We're at halftime at the Lions Den. This is the halftime. They're noisy here even during the halftime, but let alone when the game starts. The students are directly across, and they always have a good student turnout here at Walkersville for both the boys and the girls' games. I don't know what they're playing now.
Duck, Duck, Goose.
Oh, okay. You know all these new games. That's an old game.
That goes back quite a few years. Elementary school. They cheated, so I can't do that.
They're having fun.
Can't cut across the circle, got to go around. Great defenses for both teams, Pete. I know that we said that, you know, the shots weren't falling like they normally would, but the defenses, you got to give credit to both teams playing excellent defense.
Yeah, the shot clock has gone down for both teams. They're both playing intense defense, as you would expect in a rivalry game. Look at the scoring here. Reese Poffenbarger with 4 points for Middletown. Middletown has that lead 17-16 here at halftime. 8 points tonight for Brian Walker. He's been the man so far. I'll tell you, he's had a couple of highlight film plays. That beautiful drive down the baseline. That was, so he just seemed to float like a gazelle down there.
He sidestepped it while he was going to avoid the a charge, and then kept on going in the air. A nice kiss off the glass.
And he's only a junior, and again, not getting a lot of attention, but Brian Walker is quietly having a very good season for the Middletown Knights. Dylan Green with 3 points, and Luke Pryor with 2 points. And he played, Luke Pryor, I tell you, never stopped hustling when he came in off the bench.
He was a key there for them in that first half, Pete, with his play on both ends of the floor.
Big rebounder. 2 points going over to the Walkersville side. Now Walkersville coached by Mike Mathis. Athletic director here is Mike Mummert. 2 points for Davis Kelly. 5 points for Zach Mathis, who's having a good game. 1 point for Jeremiah Sweet. He's been struggling a little bit.
Yep.
2 points for Chaz Egan. And 5 points for a guy that's really impressed us, Nephi Okono, the 6'6" sophomore. And he has not been a bashful young man on the boards either.
No, he hasn't. He's done a great job in there, Pete. And certainly, Coach Mathis got to be very pleased with his play, because Sweet got himself a little bit of foul trouble, and then Okono's come in and stepped in to take his place and done an outstanding job offensive boards, defensive boards, and getting in there and getting those putbacks.
I'll tell you, that bodes well for the playoffs, where you need that strength coming off the bench. I'm sure Coach Mike Mathis has one, or at least part of one eye, looking a little bit ahead to the big games coming up in the month of February. And to have a guy like Nephi Okono ready to come in off the bench, that's just huge. And of course, Jeremiah Sweet, also a great talent. This Walkersville team is very, very good.
Yes, so they got Boonesboro, Williamsport, Catoctin, Tuscarora, Urbana. So that's those are some, especially down the stretch there, those last two, especially Tuscarora, that'll be a battle for sure. But they came into this game, Pete, as we said, winners of 7 of their last 9.
Yeah.
And this could be another nice win for both teams. Try 10-7 sounds better than 9-8.
That's right.
Certainly you want to get yourself as we've said, getting some momentum going into these last this last section, which is usually now the second round of the conference games.
And looking at the Middletown record, they're 9-7, and they're coming down the stretch too in 2A. They'll be facing Oakdale on Thursday night. They'll be hosting Oakdale. Then they play Boonesboro, Smithsburg, Linganore, and Tuscarora. Nothing easy there. Nothing easy there.
No, indeed.
For Middletown.
That's a tough schedule.
Middletown never ducks anybody.
No, indeed. And that could come down as a plus.
Yep.
They can get some close games, make it very competitive. That can bode well for them going into the postseason.
All right, we'll take another break and come back with the opening possession for the second half. 17-16, Middletown barely leading Walkersville here at the Lions Den. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Yeah, Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we are at the Lions Den, and right now Middletown ahead of the Lions, 17-16 as we start the second half. Orette McDonough is our producer tonight at WFMD Studios, and we're happy to be here at the Lions Den, and Poffenbarger bringing it up for the Knights. The Middletown Knights leading by one, going from our right to our left. They get it to Logan Call. Top of the key goes to Walker over on the right side to Dan Raz. Raz holds that ball over his head, man-to-man defense here by the Walkersville Lions as Raz comes across the top of the key, gets it to Logan Call with 16 seconds on the shot clock, knocked out of Call's hands by Zach Mathis. Quick hands to Brian Walker. Walker, top of the key. Walker going right down the lane. He's triple team. Loses control of the ball. Bodies on the floor. Ball. It's going to be a jump ball.
Great job there by Davis Kelly reaching in, getting that ball, knocking it loose and causing that jump ball, and it goes Walkersville's way.
Walkersville, the next possession, of course, will be pointing in Middletown's way, but it's Walkersville now. Kelly with the ball, quick to Mathis on the right side. Zach Mathis being shaded as a quick man-to-man defense here, or a modified zone being put up by Middletown. Along the baseline is Sweet. Oh, nice pass to Polis. Drives down the lane and puts it in off the glass.
With a hand in his face, too, by Logan Call. Great defense, but excellent job that time by Josh Polis to get that bucket.
And what a pass by Sweet. Comes to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger gives it up now. Middletown has the ball down by one. 18-17. Drives to the basket. Bush, a little shot is good by Bush. Bush.
Nice defense by Sweet, but a great job there by Bush to stop, pivot, and do that little soft jump hook.
That was a soft. That's a good way to describe it. 19-18. Cleaver with the ball over on the right side. Good defense there by Logan Call. Cross-court pass goes to Polis. Polis in the lane. Puts it up. Won't go.
We got a foul.
And it was a foul there. Looks like Polis is going to go to the line.
Logan Call. Foul on Call. That's his second, I believe. Yep.
You're right. He's got two. And at the line, Polis misses the free throw. He's only a 44% free throw shooter. And that's... been hurting Walkersville, I think, all year is his free throw shooting. Second shot is up, and he misses that one, too.
Bush with the rebound.
Wow.
Got to make those, Pete.
Yeah. Bringing it up is Poffenbarger. 19-18, Middletown with a one-point lead. And the ball. Poffenbarger going right around Bush for the screen. Puts it up. Won't go. Rebound is taken away by, I thought the Lions had it, but it'll be Middletown ball.
Well, Davis Kelly did a heck of a job trying to get that ball in the air, out of bounds, and get it back. And just stepped on the line right before he did it.
19-18, Middletown by one. They have the ball under their own basket. So a close game throughout, as you would expect in a rivalry game. And the ball thrown in. They try to get it to Bush. He was triple-teamed. And away with it comes Polis. Jill Polis with it now for Walkersville. To Kelly. Back to Polis. As Walkersville on the attack. Zach Mathis wide open for the three. That's way off. Rebound, though, taken. Put up by Cleaver. Won't go. Rebound taken down finally by Raz. And he's on the run for Middletown. With a one-point lead, they have the ball again. Logan Call nearly threw it into the student section. It's saved. Well, just before it went in there, Bush gets it. Walker saved it. Bush operating nice under the basket, puts it in. Bush.
That's two in a row now for Dan with that step pivot.
He's heating up.
Nicely done by Dan Bush.
In the low post, getting 4 points, as Steve pointed out there. Cleve driving. Blocked by Bush. Bush blocks the ball. Kelly. He has it for the Lions. Top of the key, it goes to Polis. He hesitates, gets it to Cleaver for a three. It won't go. Rebound, fought for. Going to be taken by Kelly.
Josh Polis with the tip back out to Kelly.
Yeah, give Polis credit there again. Polis gets the ball, top of the key now. 28 seconds on the shot clock. 21-18 Middletown. Walkersville furiously trying to get a shot off here. Jeremiah Sweet, free throw line, puts it up. Won't go. He forced the shot, but he gets his own rebound back as Bush couldn't handle it. And the ball comes to Zach Mathis. Deep in the corner, it goes to Cleaver. Cleaver with a baseline drive. He's stuffed by Bush and getting the ball is Logan Call, and here comes Middletown with Dan Raz on the gallop. On the right side, he slows down now. And it looks like a zone defense being put up by Walkersville as Kelly comes over to put double team on Raz. They come back out to Call. Top of the key, it goes to Bush. He flings it over to Raz. Raz, a beautiful pass to Logan Call. Couldn't get the shot off. Gets it to Bush. Bush in the paint. Bush drives a baseline jumper. Won't go.
It's an air ball. Raz.
Raz somehow gets the rebound. Hoffenbarger.
Oh,
yes, for the three.
Nice eyes there to see the floor by Dan Raz. Saw Reese Poppenberger at the top of the key and whipped that pass out there, and all Reese did was knock it down.
A 6-point lead again for the Knights, 24-18, as they maintain and even lengthen their lead here in the third quarter. They've led through most of the game.
Indeed, great shooting now. Step for Middletown, they've stepped up now, and Walkersville, a good timeout here to settle them down. Coach Mathis getting his guys to settle down a little bit and get back in this game.
He's got four assistant coaches there with him. As Walkersville always has the coaches, and they always look like they're dressed just very well.
I thought Coach Mathis was going to step away for a while, and they pulled him right back in.
Natalie attired, but Coach Mathis has lost his jacket and his tie, and he's mad at his son.
They usually are toughest on their own.
Yeah, they're toughest on their own, I know.
And I'm sure Zach understands why, and he knows his dad.
You can just tell he's a good kid. He just shakes it off and goes over there to take the ball. Zach Mathis has it. 4:22 to go down the third quarter. 24-18, 6-point lead for Middletown, but Walkersville has the ball.
Jazz Egan now in for the Lions.
Try to get some scoring oomph there as they get the ball to Kelly. Kelly at the top of the key. Kelly, the quarterback, coming over to the left side. This is Mathis. Mathis cut off with some very good defense. Underneath.
Ball stolen.
The ball stolen away. Logan Call comes up with it. Gets it ahead. And Poffenbarger gets bumped on the way in. Continuation, no. I don't think it'll be a shooting foul.
It'll be before the shot.
Yep. So it will not be a shooting foul. Oh, well, he's going to the line, but I think he's going to get it.
The official was pointing to the baseline. It's before the shot.
You're right. So
they got a problem with the student section getting a little too far on the court. So the official is telling the home coach, you got to do something here. I'm sure Mr. Mummert will come over. Yes, there he goes. The athletic director here, and he will make sure that, they got some water, I think is what it is.
Oh, okay, that's what it is, water. Yeah, you're right. They probably
spilled
a beverage over there. 24-18, a 6-point lead for Middletown as we have an official's timeout to clean up the water near the student section.
I'm sure Mike will have a few words to his students there to be a little more careful here.
They've been
safety is
very well behaved, though.
Yes, absolutely.
24-18, 6-point lead for the visiting Middletown Knights, who have led most of the way, not by much, but they've been ahead. 3:58 to go now here in the third quarter. We'll see what happens here. Very interesting rivalry game.
Official and the fellas having a few words. So good jest. No problem. Just be a little more careful, fellas.
All right, Dan Raz will engineer the play. Oh,
nice.
He gets it in quickly to Poffenbarger, who lays it in.
Nice play there by Middletown.
Man.
Took him off guard.
Man.
Caught Middletown sleeping there. I mean, Walkersville sleeping.
Raz to Poffenbarger.
On an inbounds pass.
What a play. Polis. Jeremiah Wright with the three-pointer won't go. And the rebound is going to be taken down by Raz. Dan Raz, 26-18. I think this is the biggest lead of the game for Middletown.
Oh, nice
a stolen
job.
Pass by Mathis. Gets it to Jeremiah Sweet, and he is going to be called for the offensive foul.
No, he lost out of bounds.
I just lost out of bounds. Okay. That would have been three on him. So 26-18, 8-point lead here for.
He'll have a seat to get himself, refocus himself, and now the big fella's in his place. Okono.
Jacob Montgomery comes in also for the Lions. Yeah, I think Coach Mathis wants Okono in there.
I would want him in there as well.
26-18, 8-point lead for the Knights. And the Lions have Okono, who's been very hot for them with 6 points in the first half, playing that low post. With that ball is Poffenbarger.
He and Bush will be battling.
And he brings the ball out to Pryor. Luke Pryor's coming to the game for Middletown. And there's Poffenbarger with a three. Oh, he missed it off the front of the rim, and the rebound is taken out by Montgomery. Montgomery coming back for the Lions, now down by eight. They have the ball. Zach Mathis with a three, way off. That's an air ball.
Hit the line.
And it's going to be Middletown ball coming the other way. Middletown has the ball in an 8-point lead. 3:02 to go third quarter. Brian Walker will put the ball in play to Poffenbarger.
You don't want that to be that quick a possession.
Luke Pryor is in the game also for Middletown. Also in the game, Dylan Green for Middletown. Comes back out to Bush. Bush gets it over to Poffenbarger, top of the key. Poffenbarger with a one-handed pass over to Dylan Green. Green gets the ball up to Brian Walker as they go the weave. Now Walker drives down the lane, has the ball blocked by Polis, but there is a foul.
I think there's a body involved. I think that it was on Josh. That's his first, yep. I think.
You're right. That's who it is.
Got him with the body.
That's the first. No, that's the second team foul on the Lions.
Very well played game by these young men.
Brian Walker at the line nails that first free throw. He's 3 for 3 at the line tonight. Now has 9 total points for Middletown. And they lead 27-18.
Make it a 10-point lead here for the Knights.
There it is. It's perfect. Nice form and a beautiful shot by Walker. It's now 28-18.
2:40 left, and I'm sure Coach Mathis wants to see if we can cut this lead in half before the end of the third.
Both these teams were 9-7 coming in, so it's a pivotal game. Montgomery has it, gets into the corner. He gets to the top of the key, fires it back over now to Polis. Polis with it. Polis, oh, and ball almost stolen. It is stolen by Brian Walker.
Nice job by Brian Walker, stepping in front of that pass.
Middletown now has the ball in a 10-point lead. As they go to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger thought about a three, feeds it over to Dylan Green.
Dylan Green
with his second three.
Let Dylan Green knock it down. Timeout, boy.
31-18. What a surprise. 13-point lead for the Knights, who are really excited as their bench players come out to greet the starters as they come over to the bench.
Nicely done there, and good cut, good timeout here by Coach Mathis. Got to get settle them down and get it stopped before stop this bleeding before it gets worse.
31-18. Great shooting here by Dylan Green. He's come up with 2 threes. Also a 3-point shot by Poffenbarger here in the second half, and a couple of 2-point shots by Dan Bush to really get them rolling in that first couple of minutes of this third quarter. And instead of a 1-point lead, now Middletown has a 13-point lead, 31-18.
Yeah, it was 17-16 at halftime.
Yes,
Middletown.
Yes, yeah. And
I can see, I can understand the frustration on Coach Mathis because they've only scored one bucket here in the third quarter.
All right, they're going to keep
14-2 here in the third quarter in favor of Middletown.
Luke Pryor coming out, Brian Walker staying in, I should say, and Poffenbarger will be in there. Let's pick up the other players here.
Green, Poffenbarger, Bush, Walker, and Pryor.
Bush, of course, getting those two baskets to start off this third quarter for Middletown. 2:05 to go in the third quarter now. And with the ball is Montgomery, the freshman for Walkersville. Gets the ball to Cleaver. Cleaver, a 10-footer in the lane. Won't go. Rebound is fought for. Out of bounds. It'll be Walkersville ball.
Well, shots around the bucket. Those 10-footers, Pete, just a little too hard tonight for Walkersville. They're not even getting a chance to go in.
All right, putting it in play is Polis. Polis holding the ball over his head, flips it out to Okono. He can't handle it, goes to Cleaver. Cleaver puts it up. That won't go. Rebound put up by Polis. That won't go, but he gets fouled. He gets 2 shots at the line, but he is a poor free throw shooter at 44%. He missed 2 just a few minutes ago. We'll see what he does here.
Let's see if the foul was on.
Josh, probably his weakest part of his game is the free throw shooting. The shot is up, and he misses again.
That was the fouls on Bush. That's his second for Middletown.
That's 3 free throws in a row Josh has missed here.
Needs to nail this one right here.
And he listened to you, and he did just what you said and nailed it. It's 31-19 now, 12-point lead for Middletown.
Oh, nice
crossover, dribble to Bush along the baseline. Bush can't do anything. He gets it back to Poffenbarger for the three. He nails the three again. Reese Poffenbarger.
He's having a great night tonight, Pete. That's for
34-19. And give that young man 12 points on the night. Reese Poffenbarger with the ball is Kelly.
Drives
to the basket, around the rim and in.
Nicely done by Davis Kelly. Great job. Excellent speed and quickness. And down the lane and off the glass. A little help with the spin on the ball.
34-21. Poffenbarger with it. They're going to have to play him a little tighter. He's red hot. Bush with the ball. Now back to Poffenbarger.
20 seconds left on the shot clock.
They work the ball over to the corner now. As Middletown working it around, Luke Pryor has it. Gives it to Brian Walker. Walker to Poffenbarger, wide open for the three. Oh, he missed that one. The rebound.
That's Pryor.
That Pryor somehow gets the offensive boards. Brian Walker with a three. That won't go. Ball tipped up in the air. Okono. I all thought he saw it tip of the baseline. No.
Nice
Montgomery
pass.
Up to Cleaver. From Montgomery, he gets fouled. He'll get 2 shots.
He must have got part of the ball, I think. Because nice, he fouled him, but he got a part of the ball as well. And so he only get 2 shots and won't have a chance for the three.
43.2.
Talking about maybe possible basket interference. Yeah, basket interference to the bucket. It's good.
34-21. What a pass by Montgomery, the freshman.
So the bucket will count.
And Montgomery comes out. Yep, 34-23. They just put it up there. Yes.
He said it was basket interference there on Walker. So
It'll be Cleaver then.
Cleaver gets a chance to make it the three-point play here.
The and one right now, 34-23. Walkersville trying to come back with 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shot is good. Three-point play
now
by
down to
Hunter
10.
Cleaver.
Now if they get down to single digits here before the end of the quarter, that'll be something that Walkersville would like to do.
34-24. Middletown with the ball. With the ball is Dylan Green.
Stolen by
Green.
Cleaver.
Has a couple of threes. Raz. Oh, there is a steal by Kelly. Kelly with the ball for Walkersville.
Oh,
he
nice.
He lays it in. What a great steal.
Oh, nice hustle by
Davis Kelly.
Great job.
34-26. What a play by Kelly.
And that's what Walkersville needed here. Maybe if they get one more stop.
8 points.
Get a defensive stop here and be an eight-point lead going into the fourth.
Kelly back on defense against Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger uses a screen by
Step
Bush.
Back.
And it traveled. He traveled. He dragged the foot, I think.
Yes, that's what he did. He didn't think he did, but he did.
And Poffenbarger gives it up on the turnover. 34-26, eight-point lead. Middletown, but Walkersville with the ball with 1.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. They'll have to get the shot off quick. There's Polis. He fires it at the rim. Oh, he didn't miss by much.
No, he didn't. Well, Walkersville did exactly what they wanted to do there, Pete, to get themselves in single digits here so they have a chance in this fourth quarter.
All right, after three quarters of play, it is Middletown 34, Walkersville 26. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we're at the Lions Den where we've got a heck of a game going on. 34-26, Middletown over the Walkersville Lions.
Yeah, Walkersville there in the closing seconds of that third quarter was able to go on a 5-0 run to get within eight.
All right, Middletown now. Calumet's in the game for Middletown. Poffenbarger stays in. Logan Call, Calumet's, Bush, and Walker in there for Middletown as they go from our right to our left. And an eight-point lead here to start the fourth quarter.
Trap.
Calumet's double-teamed. He just came off the bench. That's a tough situation for him.
Forced Coach Kleiman to use a timeout.
Yeah, they did. And Mike Mathis almost out on the floor there, applauding his players for the good defensive work there.
They disguised that very well.
That certainly
surprised Middletown. And good thinking there by Coach Kleiman to get that timeout.
And a tough situation for Calumet's just coming in off the bench. All of a sudden, you're double-teamed.
Yep. Well, anytime that ball gets over here near the sideline or baseline, you're going to have problems. That's what they want. They want you to get that ball there so that trap will be very effective.
34-26, Middletown with an eight-point lead and the ball. As we're early in the fourth quarter, Middletown has led practically from the opening shot here at the Lions Den tonight. And now it'll be Logan Call putting the ball in play. Calumet's will stay in.
Along with Poffenbarger, Walker, and Bush.
Into Walker. Bush in the low post. Walker takes a look, decides to bring the ball back out, gets it to Poffenbarger at the top of the key. Kelly, who's played very well tonight, in his face. Holding the ball is Brian Walker. Walker nearly goes
pressure
over the mid.
Again.
Oh, they get to Call. Nice pass over to Calumet's. Oh, what a beautiful pass by Calumet's. Bush in the lane, puts the hook shot up, no good.
Walked. Nope, 3 seconds.
Oh, 3 seconds, but what a pass by Calumet's.
I think Logan Call was in there a little too long.
He thought
Bush was going up a little sooner with the shot, and he double faked and took off, and then he was in there too long.
All right, with the ball now is Kelly, who's played very well. They give it to Cleaver. He spins in the lane back to Kelly. Kelly holds the ball, gets the bounce pass out now to Mathis, or rather to Polis. Polis to Cleaver. Cleaver in the lane.
Close
back it goes to Polis. Polis with a three. It won't go, and the rebound is taken by Calumet's. And he gets it off to Poffenbarger. Middletown with the ball and an eight-point lead. 7:02 left in the game.
Uh-oh. There's the second time they call that on Reese. Palming the ball.
And they were killing St. John's with that earlier this year over at St. John's, the game we did over at the St. John's gym. Comes into Kelly. They're really, really clamping down on the palming. All right. Walkersville on the attack, down by eight. Kelly,
nice pass
along the baseline. Oh, sweet, can't get it to go. And the rebound fought for. And there's going to be a foul called. The whistle underneath.
Ooh, that's three on the sweet.
Logan Call with a beautiful rebound for Middletown. Is that a sweet again?
Yep, that's three on him.
So Jeremiah in big trouble now.
Not the big boy might be getting ready to come in. Nice double team here.
Oh, and somehow
stolen.
He got the ball off, but stolen by Sweet. Sweet right down the lane. Passes off nicely.
Nice.
Putting it up and in is Mathis. Mathis from Sweet.
Now, Walkersville applying this backcourt pressure. Uh-oh, stolen again.
Stolen again by Cleaver. Hunter Cleaver with a
timeout. Coach Kleiman. There you go.
And the lead is down to four. 34-30 at two steals. Cleaver with a beautiful play.
That's what Coach Mathis was looking for.
That lead was up to 13, and now it's back down to four. 34-30, Middletown. That lead can shrink so fast.
9-0 run here by Walkersville from the end of the third into the beginning of this fourth quarter. They're right back in it.
Excellent coaching by Coach Mike Mathis of the Walkersville Lions. The students on their feet, they like this as their team down by 13, all of a sudden only down by 4. And these rivalry games, as the name will apply.
Just got a score from the T.J. Lingenor game. They just ended their third quarter. It's T.J. 44, Lingenor 39.
Wow. Well, we know T.J. When T.J. is on a roll, I don't think there's anyone better. I really don't.
And Lingenor's right on their heels as far as conference play. So T.J. can finish it out. That'll be a nice little buffer between them and Lingenor as far as the conference.
And that's at Lingenor tonight.
Yes.
A five-point lead at Lingenor by T.J. That's after three quarters over there at Lingenor. All right, 34-30 here. 6:28 to go in the fourth quarter. And that lead was 13 by Middletown is down to 4.
9-0 run here.
And full court pressure will be on the Knights.
And trapped.
Poffenbarger gets away from the trap. Over the timeline, Poffenbarger to Logan Call, to Bush. Bush has the ball outside to Brian Walker. He's outside. A screen set for him by Bush.
Oh,
but
nice.
Jeremiah
almost got
Sweet
the steal.
Fights through the screen and almost stole the ball.
Just got a little too hard and bounced out of bounds.
Boy, did he fight through that screen.
Yes, indeed he did.
All right, putting the ball in play will be Logan Call for Middletown. The lead down to 4 for Middletown. They get the ball to Calamets. Calamets with Cleaver on him.
Well, I tell you,
gets it away to Walker.
Cleaver's been very tough on defense tonight.
And with the ball now is Poffenbarger. 11 seconds on the shot clock. They work it over to Walker. Walker deep in the corner. They're going to have to hurry. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Walker driving to the basket. He passes out to Calamets. You got to get the shot off. He does, and it's way off.
Didn't
and
hit the
buzzer,
rim.
Buzzer sounded, and the ball goes over to Walkersville. They're just down by 4, and they have the ball.
Great defense there by the Lions.
Unbelievable. They turned on the defense and caused the turnover, and now trailing by 4, Walkersville has the ball going from our left to our right.
Ryan Green back in for the Knights.
The students over there urging Cleaver on. Well, yes. Hunter Cleaver can't do it all by himself, but he gets the ball into Kelly. Kelly at the top of the key, looking over the offense, back over to Cleaver on the left side now. Cleaver looking underneath, goes over to Mathis deep in the corner. They work the ball into...
Nice pass to Sweet.
Oh, Sweet lays it in on a beautiful pass from Polis. Polis to Sweet.
Boy, that was a nice play there. Nice drop pass in the Sweet. Left came from the left side off the glass. And one.
And what a pass by Polis. And Sweet here at the line.
He's had a kind of quiet night for him.
63% free throw shooter at the and one. And he nails it.
1 point lead here, Pete.
And that's 4 points now for Sweet tonight. Here comes Raz. 34-33. Middletown's big lead is down to 1. 5:31 left in the game. Left corner to Logan Call. Over to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger's been hot from the three-point range, but he's double-teamed out there now. Sweet almost steals the ball. He gets the ball to Raz. Raz Ooh. Almost loses it. Raz still with it. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Raz in the paint. Raz working that ball around. They get it to Poffenbarger.
Walkersville certainly turned the intensity up on the defensive end.
And there's only 5 seconds on the shot clock. Poffenbarger with a three. It won't go. And the rebound, Cleaver. Walkersville can take the lead. Zach Mathis to Kelly. Kelly, a crossover dribble, gets it back over to Mathis, to Cleaver. Kelly, wide open for the three. He misses it. Rebound is taken by Sweet.
Uh-oh.
And that may be number 4 on
yep,
Sweet.
Yeah, sure was. I think he pushed off, or that's number 4. I don't know. Coach Mathis had to get the big fella in.
Sweet in foul trouble.
Well, got to have Griffin come in, I think.
So Griffin. Yeah, Griffin comes in. He played well Friday night when he was in there as a sub.
Well,
Lamel Griffin has come into the game for Walkersville. Right now, 34-33, and it is Middletown ball. And they work it in, and we'll keep the ball. Now Lizell is in there for
Frizzell.
Frizzell for Middletown. Just came in off the bench.
Andrew.
Bush is also in there, so they've got some height. And they get the ball out to Poffenbarger with 4:38 to go in the game, and Middletown with the ball and a one-point lead. Over on the left side it goes now to Frizzell.
Nice pass.
Frizzell. Turnaround jumper, and he puts it in off the glass.
Well, Griffin got set up a nice screen, and he ran off the screen and got open underneath.
Great Andrew job. Frizzell with a two-point shot underneath makes it 36-33.
Good timing for Middletown. They needed that.
With the ball now, Walkersville.
Oh,
Kelly,
nice move.
Right down the lane by Kelly. Puts it up. Won't go. Partially blocked by Walker. Brian Walker, good defense.
Bush with the rebound.
Now they get up to Frizzell. Frizzell, who just came in the game, is double-teamed. He keeps the dribble.
Wow.
He was double-teamed and still kept his dribble. Boy, that was a great play by Frizzell, who just came in off the bench. Raz back to Poffenbarger. 36-33, 3:49 to go in the game. Middletown by 3. Raz, baseline drive, he lays it in.
He went right by Zach Mathis.
Dan Raz.
There's a 4-0 run there for Middletown to extend the lead to 5.
Back up to 5 with 3:38 left in the game, but I would give Frizzell all kinds of stars in his forehead. He was double-teamed, should have been stripped of the ball. Somehow he caught it.
Usually you have those young men coming off the bench that seem to get a spark and do some great things, and certainly Andrew Frizzell's done that for the Knights here in the last 2 minutes.
A big basket underneath as somehow Frizzell got open underneath, and he made the most of it with 2 points after escaping that trap by Walkersville. Just Andrew Frizzell with some heroics off the bench here late. 3:38 left in the game. 38-33 Middletown by 5.
And see, Coach Mathis feels he needs to get Sweet back in the game, so...
And this has been one heck of a rivalry game at the Lions Den tonight.
Jeremiah Sweet in. Of course, he has 4 fouls, so he's got to be careful. And certainly, if I'm Middletown, if they're playing man, I'm going to take the ball to him. See, because he's not going to be able to foul.
You're right, he stays in there. So Sweet's in there with the 4 personals. But he is such an athlete, you just almost got to have him in there.
Yep.
And 3:38 to go. Yeah, the official timeout here is I thought they saw some moisture on the floor, but I don't know. No, they're going to get started. Okay, here we go. Zach Mathis brings it up for Walkersville. Down by 5 with 3:34 left in the game. Zach Mathis with the ball. On the dribble over to Polis. Polis gets it to Sweet at the top of the key. Back to Cleaver. Cleaver outside that arc over the left side. Fires the ball to Kelly. Kelly brings it across the top of the key to Mathis. They work it in the corner to Sweet. Sweet takes a shot. Throws a cross-court pass to Kelly. Back to Mathis. Good defense. Zone defense here by Middletown. They work the ball to Sweet. Sweet's in the lane. He's going to have to get rid of that ball. He puts it up, and it is good. Off the rim. Rebound. Cleaver is up and good by Cleaver.
Nice job on the offensive board there by Cleaver.
Hunter Cleaver. 38-35. Middletown with the ball. Bush was all alone underneath. He passes to Walker, who lays it up. No good, but he got fouled.
Well, I tell you what, there's some acrobatic moves just now for Middletown to keep that ball alive and give them a shot at some foul shots.
38-35. Walker will have 2 at the line.
I mean, Bush went way up from the first pass, and then he threw the lead pass. It was going out of bounds, and they were able to feed the ball back into Walker.
He makes that free throw. He's so smooth at the line.
That was huge. That could have been going the other way, Pete.
Brian Walker now with 11 points on the night. He's 3-for-3 at the line. See what he does here. 39-35. It's 40-35 as Walker nails 2 more. Here comes Kelly. 40-35. 5-point lead, Middletown. 2:49 and left in the game. With it is Cleaver. On the left side, it goes to Mathis. Zone defense by Middletown. Sweet has it now. He's outside the arc. He's not playing underneath. Comes to Mathis. Mathis at the free throw line. To Polis. Polis drives to the basket. Out of control. Puts up a wild shot. Won't go. He may have gotten fouled. Let's see.
It's a block on Frizzell, I think.
All right. They're going to get Frizzell
for the block. I think that last possession down here, Pete, that could be a key to this game, because that was some outstanding play by Middletown to keep that ball alive.
And a missed free throw. Again, the poor free throw shooting by Walkersville continuing to haunt them here. Polis has now missed 4 out of 5 in the second half.
He needs to nail this one.
And he gets that one finally.
I guess I got to say something, Pete, where he gets it down.
Polis, listen to Coach Nibs again. By Frizzell. Drives to the basket and lays it in. Frizzell.
4 points off the bench. 4 key points off the bench.
Goes through the entire Walkersville team and lays it in. 42-36. Frizzell with heroics off the bench. Zach Mathis puts up a 3. No. Bush the rebound. Bush keeps the rebound. Bush gets it to Poffenbarger. And Middletown with a 6-point lead and 2 minutes left in the game. Poffenbarger to Frizzell. Back to Poffenbarger. He falls down almost. Gets it to Raz. Baseline drive is good by Raz.
Boy, what a play by Raz.
Dan Raz, 44-36. Coming the other way is Kelly. Zach Mathis a 3. Around the rim and out. Rebound taken down by Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger triple teamed in the backcourt, but gets it somehow across the timeline to Frizzell. Bush a baseline jumper. That won't go. Rebound Frizzell. And he gets fouled. Frizzell is all over the court.
Wow. What a key player he's been here in the last 2.5 to 3 minutes, Pete, for Middletown.
Andrew Frizzell, the junior, having a huge night off the bench. 44-36. No shot there. No, that's a foul on the floor. There won't be any shots. 1.5 minutes left in the game. Poffenbarger driving to the basket. Fouled from behind by Sweet, and that's 5 on Sweet. That's a foolish foul, too.
Yeah.
And now Okona will have to come in, or somebody. I don't know. I guess not. Montgomery.
Montgomery in now.
The freshman Montgomery comes in with Cleaver, and Taya Walkersville is shorthanded here, and they're down by eight with 1:26 left. And at the line is Poffenbarger. Shot is up. It's a 1-1. He makes the first. So Poffenbarger having a big night. 8, 11, 12. He's got 16 points. Reese Poffenbarger. And he'll get another free throw here. 45-36. He makes another one.
Drops it in. Walkersville now needs to knock down some threes quickly, Pete.
46-36. Kelly looked like he wanted to take it. Thinks better of it. Cleaver to Zach Mathis, who can hit the three. Here's Polis. Polis going to drive to the basket. Running right-hander won't go. Rebound is fought for and taken away by Brian Walker of Middletown. Walker brings the ball all the way up the court to Bush. Bush feeds it back out now. And driving the basket is Dan Raz, who lays it in on a beautiful move, Dan Raz.
Last two baskets by Raz. Unbelievable.
Scoop shot.
Yep.
Shot from the corner is no good. And Middletown has taken this game away. 48-36 with 52 seconds left. The Middletown Knights about to win a big one.
I tell you, Andrew Frizzell was a key player in that run that they just had. Pete, that's for sure. Coming off the bench.
I saw right away. Come off the bench. He was trapped right away and somehow got out of the trap. And you knew this kid came into play. And he's gotten five big, big points for the Middletown Knights.
Great hustle at the other end as well. And now Dan Raz has come through in the last two possessions. The junior.
Certainly has. 6 points here in the second half for him. And they've all been huge.
Well, I thought Walkersville was going to be right there here, where it was down
made
to 1 point lead, and then
a couple of runs.
And Rizal came off the bench, and that's all she wrote.
And it would take a miracle now, as it's a 12-point lead with a minute to go for the Middletown Knights, who would go to 10-7 with this victory.
Always great, always a nice win on the road, Pete, that's for sure, especially for Middletown here at Walkersville.
And it shows the improvement of the Middletown team, because on December 20th, they lost by 14 to the same Walkersville team at home at the Middletown court.
So they returned the favor. 52 seconds left, and Middletown has the ball.
Yeah, it'll take a miracle. It's been done, but it'll take a miracle. It comes out to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger to Raz, to Bush. He helps them bring the ball up the court. Big, tall Bush comes back over to Raz. Bounce pass to Walker. Walker across court to Poffenbarger. Thought about a three. Thinks better of it. Now they get it to Bush in the paint. Back to Walker. Just taking time off that clock. It's down to 36.6 seconds. They passed up several shots in that sequence.
They're trying to run the clock down. Marshall's trying to trap and get a steal, and got to the point now they had to foul and see if anything can happen from that foul line for Middletown.
12 points for Brian Walker. He's at the line again. He's 4-for-4 here in the second half, and he's 5-for-5 now. And that could do it with 36.6 seconds, 49-36. It appears Middletown is going to pull off an upset here on the Walkersville home court. Second shot here for Brian Walker. It's up, and he finally missed one. And here comes Kelly for Walkersville. Goes right to the basket. They let him score, and he puts it in. Kelly, Davis Kelly.
Shot clock off, and it looks like Middletown will go away here with a big W.
And Bush just holding that ball. He doesn't have to do anything, nope. And he's fouled.
Just got a late score over there at Linganore, Pete's 50-50 with 2:50 left. So that was going to be a down to the wire.
Linganore and TJ doing battle, and they're tied with a couple minutes to go in the game. At here, it's Middletown pulling away. Free throw good by Dan Bush, who's played so well in the second half.
Certainly Middletown has done their job at the free throw line tonight, that's for sure.
Shot again, and Bush around the rim and out. Rebound, Brian Walker somehow gets the rebound. And underneath, and Bush puts it in. A pass from Walker to Bush, and Bush lays it in. 52-38, a big win for Middletown. Kelly with a three. That won't go. Rebound put up by Cleaver. That won't go. The lid on the basket now for Walkersville, and Middletown is winning this game 52-38. As they hung on. They took several charges by Walkersville in the second half, but they hung on for a huge, huge win. We'll hold it right here for a moment. 52-38 is our score. Final score. Middletown now goes to 10-7 on the year, and Walkersville slips to 9-8. And looking ahead, Middletown will be hosting Oakdale on Thursday night. Doesn't get any easier for the Knights there. And let's see, with Walkersville, their next game, they'll be hosting Boonesboro on Friday right here at the Lions Den. So those are the next two games for these two teams. But I'll tell you, they both were playing well in January, both of them. And Middletown with a couple of a big victory over a couple of their rivals, and also Walkersville with a big victory too. We will take a break and come back with our post-game show. Once again, the final score was Middletown 52, Walkersville 38. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Thank our producer tonight, Orette McDonough, for doing a great job at our WFMD studios. Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, as we wrap this up, the crowd milling around, and I'll tell you, they saw a good basketball game. That was close throughout. It had Middletown pulled away at the end, but it was close most of the way.
Well, typical rival game that you expect from these two schools, and certainly Middletown was in control, and then Walkersville came back in at the end of the first half, and then came out, got down, and came back again in the third quarter. And I thought they were going to really make it a game. And
I did too.
I tell you, I have to, you know, Middletown turned it on and made the foul shots we needed. But certainly our young man, number 44, was a very good spark that Middletown needed to get on that run late in the game. Andrew Frizzell.
Andrew Frizzell, and that is so tough coming off the bench. You haven't played. You're just getting your sea legs there out, and you immediately get trapped. And he got away from the trap, and then scored four points down the stretch when they needed them, when the game was still in the doubt for Middletown.
Absolutely, and then, you know, we certainly had Reese had a great game.
Reese Poffenbarger.
Much better shooting tonight. Hit those threes. Ryan Green hit a couple threes when you needed them.
Yep.
And Walker certainly didn't. He, again, that quiet double digits that he seems to be able to, and he just plays so smooth and so well on both ends of the floor.
Let's go over the scoring. Reese Poffenbarger, we just talked about, 14 points for the sophomore, as he had a great game tonight, no question about it. Dan Raz, I thought, played an excellent game. He had 6 points, so many passes. He does the right thing. He just seems to know the right thing to do out there. A lot of maturity to that lineup.
Two key buckets there at the end in that run there that he was able to get drive the lane and get those for them again. Stepping up when you need to.
He's only a junior. He's back again. And so Brian Walker's also a junior. And Brian Walker, again, you don't notice him, but he comes up with 13 points again. I don't know how the guy does it. Dan Bush played an excellent second half after some mistakes in the first half. Dan came back and really exerted himself and scored 7 points in that big second half for Middletown. Dylan Green with 2 threes, as Steve was pointing out there. 4 points for Andrew Frizzell off the bench. 2 points for Luke Pryor. That's the Middletown scoring for the homestanding Walkersville.
And Luke was one of the, was a nice energy. spark for Middletown in the first half. I mean, in both games we've done, Pete, he's one that's going to hustle. He does all that hard work. He'll get a basket here and there, but he's going after rebounds on the floor. Again, two kids tonight that really helped spark a run, Pryor and Frizzell.
Andrew Frizzell and Luke Pryor, remember those names. They certainly, with hard work, made it happen tonight for Middletown. Looking at the scoring for Walkersville, 8 points for Davis Kelly, 3 points for Josh Polis. Seemed like he had more than that. He played a good game out there. 7 points for Hunter Cleaver, 7 points for Zach Mathis, 4 points for Jeremiah Sweet, who was hobbled with foul trouble all night, and that had to be a factor in the game. 4 points for Chaz Egan, the sophomore, and 5 points for a guy that I'm surprised they didn't bring in down the stretch there, Nephi Okono, had 5 points while he was in there. And man, I tell you, I thought when Sweet got in foul trouble, they would go right to him.
I thought so too, Pete, because he was playing extremely well when he was on the floor, both offensively and defensively, with getting the boards, the big body inside. He was able to get those putbacks. That one time went up and made a 3-point play, goes up strong, makes the basket. But he's certainly someone they got to keep an eye on here down the stretch, because I see him being someone that could really contribute when this playoff run. Just got a score from TJ Linganore, 57-52 TJ final.
Oh, TJ at Linganore with a big victory tonight over the Lancers. That's huge in 3A. As those teams even keep knocking each other off. There's never an off night in this county, I'll tell you. Well, here we had kind of a little bit of a surprise, a mild surprise, I think. Middletown winning on the Walkersville court 52-38. Now we switch Friday night. We'll have a girls' game, and what a girls' game it's going to be. 16-0 Middletown will be at Oakdale, 11-4, depending on what they do tonight. But what a game that's going to be.
And indeed it will be. I mean, those two teams, especially Oakdale with Coach Healy's, they've been consistent here in the last 4 or 5 years with that program.
Yeah, yeah.
Going down to the state finals a couple years back, we did the game down there.
Yeah.
So they will come to play, and certainly with Sailor Poffenbarger here in Middletown has led the Knights, and they, again, with Crutchfield and Quick and some other gals in supporting cast, have stepped up, and you can't just double team Poffenberger. Yep. So she'll feed the ball and the others will step up. So that should be a good one to be at Oakdale. So that'll be an interesting game to see.
It will be very interesting. And that will be on the air at 6:50 Friday night with that one as we switch to the girls on Friday night. But here, once again, it's the boys. And what a victory it was for Middletown, 52-38 over Walkersville. Middletown now 10-7 and Walkersville now at 9-8. Again, a thank you to Orette McDonough, our producer at WFMD Studios. For Steve Nibbs, a very good evening to you from the Lions Den at Walkersville.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy, Griffith Plumbing, Keep It Flowing, Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball, the Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team, the Mark Turgeon Coaches Show, and Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lilly.
All this on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, Free Talk 930 WFMD.